It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Co-host Veronica Rickert will be back with me tomorrow. Coming up, Wisconsin's Attorney General is weighing in on a gun ordinance in San Francisco. We'll find out why and what's at stake. First, we're taking a look at a controversy at the Toma VA Medical Center. Today, in several newspapers around the state, the Center for Investigative Reporting published a piece showing the number of opiate prescriptions at the Toma VA has more than quintupled since 2004. Apparently, so many opiates are doled out that some veterans, the reporter writes, call the medical center Candyland, call the hospital's chief of staff the Candyman. Here to talk about this report, how it echoes larger problems on a national level, is Aaron Glantz. He's the veterans reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
So I understand this article has touched a nerve you've been hearing from a lot of people since it was printed. What are you hearing? What are people saying?
I'm having veterans, staff members at this hospital, family members of veterans who have passed on call me, emailing me, often literally crying, so relieved to hear that a veil of silence surrounding a terrible problem of over-medication of our veterans, overdoses, and retaliation against staff at the VA in Toma, Wisconsin, is finally being exposed in the public.
Well, tell us the basics. What has happened since 2004? What kind of increase have we seen and why?
Well, you mentioned it. A quintupling of the number of narcotic prescriptions at this hospital, basically since the chief of staff, David Houlihan, started on the job. This is a guy who was sanctioned by the medical board in Iowa for having an inappropriate relationship with his patient, for taking his patient's medications home with him. Was disciplined by the Iowa Medical Board, picked up, moved to Wisconsin, and very quickly became the chief of staff of the VA hospital in Toma, which serves 25,000 veterans a year, and as many of your listeners know, serves veterans who live in most of western Wisconsin. And once ensconced in that position of leadership at the hospital, began what can only be called a binge of opiate prescriptions, of narcotic prescriptions to veterans, taking the number of oxycodone pills, for example, dispensed, we found in our investigation, from about 50,000 pills a year when he took over to over 700,000 oxycodone pills in 2012.
Well, one hypothesis that might pop into one's head is, hey, these maybe are veterans coming back from Iraq, Afghanistan, wounds, chronic pain conditions. Maybe there's just more need for these medications.
I think nobody's questioning the fact that many people are in pain, many veterans are in pain, but there's nothing to explain tremendous increase in the use of painkillers at this hospital except for to look at the practices of this leading physician and a few of the other people that he worked with. The Inspector General of the VA investigated claims made by many employees that this physician and a nurse practitioner who worked closely with him were basically doping his patients to the point that they would drool during therapy sessions, sometimes fall asleep and burn themselves with cigarettes at the hospital. The Office of Inspector General found that the prescriptions that these two individuals wrote were way out of the ordinary when compared with other physicians at the VA. Unfortunately, or fortunately, just what happened, the Inspector General found no criminal wrongdoing, and so they buried the report. It was never made public until we obtained it, and Dr. Houlihan remains on the job.
You mentioned staff members trying to raise these issues. You talked to some of them, I believe. Has there been any kind of retaliation to whistleblowers there?
There has. I mean, not since our article was just published over the weekend, but over the last few years, a number of employees who tried to raise issues with the staff were demoted, were asked to leave. We talked to a number of individuals who had retired early because they faced a regular abuse from Dr. Houlihan. I talked to a number of pharmacists who were fired when they refused to fill his prescriptions. A real atmosphere of fear and intimidation at that hospital. Many dedicated staff, nurses, doctors, social workers, nurse practitioners who want to help our veterans recover from war, and were, you know, they felt completely intimidated by this chief of staff who was intent on doping his patients and apparently had the backing of, you know, of the federal government in doing so.
And you got a response from David Houlihan, the chief of staff you're talking about. What did he say about this rise in opiate prescriptions?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't really respond to the rise in opiate prescriptions. He almost seemed like he didn't believe that the prescription epidemic was happening. He said that he treats all of his patients individually, that his patients are not complaining, that everything's fine, that the people who are complaining to me are isolated incidents. Then when I asked him about the overdose death of a 35-year-old veteran under his care, he had nothing to say. There's a veteran, 35-year-old former Marine from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and, you know, he should be alive today, but he overdosed and died in the hospital's inpatient psychiatric ward because Dr. David Houlihan and another physician, Dr. Davis, gave him so many narcotics and muscle relaxants and tranquilizers and then Benadryl and antipsychotics on top of that, that he expired in their hospital of a drug overdose.
Now, you mentioned oversight or lack of oversight at the federal level. The Veterans Administration has gotten a lot of criticism over the last year. I mean, are the problems you're reporting on in TOMA part of this bigger picture that we've been talking about for a while now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the person who initially came to me with concerns at TOMA, Ryan Honnell, I quote him in the story. He is a West Point graduate, a Gulf War veteran. And when Eric Shinseki was forced to resign as the secretary of the VA last year over some of these same quality of care issues, he saw that the new VA secretary, Bob McDonald, a West Point graduate, a former CEO of Procter & Gamble, he felt a lot of hope. He wanted to be part of the change, so he went to work as a scheduling secretary in the mental health clinic in TOMA. He moved from Indiana to Wisconsin just to serve veterans, just to, you know, he just wanted to give back to his country the same way that he was giving back when he was in uniform. And when he got there, he said everything was upside down, and he quit after 2 months filing a whistleblower complaint on his way out. So I think it's fair to say that the reason people in TOMA at the VA are so upset is because they thought there would be change after this national scandal, but that change just simply hasn't occurred, at least in their world.
So who would change come from now that your report is out there, the Inspector General's report, you've brought that to light? Who would have to take action here?
Well, I think that ultimately it's going to be up to the VA leadership. You know, they're going to have to look into this. The VA in Washington is going to have to decide, is this acceptable? You know, is it acceptable that the chief of staff of a VA hospital that serves, you know, a third or half of a state can be behaving in this way? And members of Congress have reacted. Senator Baldwin, Congressman Kind, have both reacted and said they want an investigation. Congress can put pressure on the VA to do something meaningful. But ultimately, you know, it's a federal agency. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs reports to the president. And the Secretary of Veterans Affairs hires the individuals who directly supervise Dr. Houlihan. And it'll be interesting to see. You know, the situation at the VA is that the main criticism that many people have is that there's a lack of accountability, that problem providers are able to act with impunity. And we'll see in the response here about whether or not that's going to be true in this case.
Aaron, thanks for joining us, and I hope we can talk to you again as people start reacting to this story.
All right. Take care.
That's Aaron Glantz, veterans reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting.